You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So we're on air with Nicole Wedding from Radio Adelaide. How are you going, Nicole?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not so bad, thank you. So let's get into that. First of all, Medicare card details are being sold on the dark web. Can you tell us a bit about what a Medicare card is and how this has happened?
Yeah, so a Medicare card is basically the card that you use to access your personal health records and things like that. It's a government issue card. And basically, this news all started when a Guardian Australia journalist said that they were able to go onto the dark web and they were able to buy their own Medicare details from a darknet trader who was illegally selling the information by identifying a vulnerability in the government system and exploiting it. So now the Minister for Human Services, Alan Tudge, has asked his department and the Australian Federal Police to investigate these reports that Medicare card numbers are being sold. So if these Medicare numbers supplied by the vendors are accurate, which it looks like they could be, you know, according to what the Guardian Australia found out, it could be used by criminal groups to create fake cards and basically conduct identity fraud. On top of that, the cards could potentially be used to purchase drugs or as identification to buy other goods, which of course is not good for the person whose identity they potentially steal. So it's a very serious privacy breach. But the minister, however, did say that the journalist was only able to obtain that Medicare card number and not the personal health records, which was interesting. So that was a small silver lining, I guess, to the story. And they'd also said that there was no indication there'd been a wide-scale breach in the department. So not many people had actually been buying these numbers, but the fact that they were out there... it's been a story before, identity theft because of, you know, information on the dark web. But I guess it's just starting a discussion again. It's an interesting one. I guess we'll follow it closely to see if there's any new developments.
Yeah, and you said that there wasn't any more information that was sort of taken from the privacy breach, but it is still quite serious and quite concerning. Has there been sort of a conversation about the government's ability to hold citizens' personal information?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of money goes towards... a lot of tax goes towards this, and it's interesting that there's been a breach. In 2015, Senate estimates heard details of heaps of cases. I think it was over 300 of Medicare identity theft over 2 years. And then the government said they were going to deal with it. The conversation sort of stopped there. And then now this journalist has gone into the dark web to see how things are now. And they're still easy to purchase. So, yeah, it's definitely concerning. Reflects badly on the government.
Yeah, and it could potentially mean that eventually there'll be more privacy breaches outside of Medicare cards, which
exactly.
Is quite concerning, yeah. Anyway, moving on to drones. People are using drones to photograph and film whale migration, but they may be getting into trouble with the law because of this. What's happening here?
Yeah, so from May until October, southern right whales and humpbacks migrate along the south coast of Australia. So it's always been this big thing in nature tourism, and people always want to take pictures of the whales, and that's completely fine. But this year, the Department of Environment, Water and Natural Resources are concerned that too many people are using drones to take photographs. So they're saying that these drones are disturbing everyone else's experience of the whales by creating a lot of buzzing noise and just ruining the atmosphere of, you know, the sky and the ocean, having all these drones in the sky.
So it's more about ruining the experience of the tourists rather than the whales, affecting the whales themselves, is that right?
Yes, I'm not sure how much it affects the whales. It didn't sound like it in the story. It sounded as if it was coming from a tourism perspective. People wouldn't want to be watching the whales while there's these drones. But it's interesting because I think it's probably because of social media, but drone photography has really taken off. Like, everyone seems to be buying drones, and there's a lot of accounts that just are dedicated to bird's eye view of places. And so a lot of people are now buying drones and not realizing there is a permit system in place when you're flying in parks and near animals. And as you said before, they could be subject to fines. And so, I guess the takeaway message is to just probably just enjoy the experience. There's tons of drone photography of whales already out there, so it might not be worth it. trying to add to that.
Yeah, cool. And finally, cricketers may be jobless. So 230 Australian cricketers have found themselves out of a job after a failed agreement with Cricket Australia. Why has this happened?
Yeah, so there was a breakdown in communication to secure a new pay deal. So Cricket Australia failed to come to an agreement by the time the current pay deal expired, which means that, 230 cricketers are out of contract. So as of the 1st of July, Cricket Australia only has 70 domestic male cricketers who are currently on multi-year contracts on their payroll, except for the Women's World Cup team over in the UK at the moment, who will continue to be paid for the duration of the tournament. So Cricket Australia wants to change a pay model adopted 20 years ago, which saw players get a fixed share of the revenue that each game brings in, which was a model brought in to basically make up for the fact that players were otherwise being underpaid. And now that they actually receive more than enough pay for turning up to games, they don't need a cut of the revenue. So Cricket Australia would like to use that money that would otherwise go to the players to fund things like grassroots cricket, particularly junior cricket. But the only problem is that this isn't just about the national team. All the state teams will be taking a pay cut too, which may have a bigger impact on them than on international players. And as a result of all of this, the Australian cricket team will be boycotting the upcoming tour of South Africa, and the future of the Ashes series against England this summer is also in question.
Sweet. So to a person who's quite unfamiliar with Australian cricket, is this a very big deal in Australian cricket then?
So I am also not into cricket, but it was big news. And so, I think that it's quite a big deal.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Everyone loves cricket here. So, well, most people. So, the fact that it's the elite cricketers, it's getting heaps of attention. I don't know what's going to happen. It'll be interesting to see if we're in the Ashes anymore.
Yeah, and I guess that would still have quite a significant impact on the Australian economy if these strikes went through.
It's true, yeah. It is a big part of our economy. And particularly cricket. Like, cricket and football, quite significant in comparison to other sports, but then in comparison to the economy in general, for sure.
Cool. Well, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much, Nicole, for joining us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.